Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So welcome to my channel, I'm Katya, and within this session we're going to work with a back sequence, but this is going to be for those who are quite familiar with yoga, because we're going to be doing some quite strong back bends. So making sure that you're okay to do back work and everything is safe within the back. So we're going to start this session on our backs. So just bring yourself all the way down onto your back, just bringing the bases of the feet to the floor and just allowing yourself just to bring the hands down by the side of the body. And we'll just turn the palms up, just see that your shoulders are away from your ears. And then we're just going to allow ourselves just to find some yogic breath here. So just close your eyes down and just allow yourself just to tap into your yogic breath. If you want to pick up your victorious breath, then please go ahead and pick up your victorious breath with your yogic breath. So whatever feels best for you, just come to your breath. That inhale and that exhale. Inhale in. And exhaling. Just two more. Inhale. And exhale. Now on your next inhale, just pushing through the feet and come through a bridge. Gently lifting the hips up. Just spiraling up the spine. Then as you exhale, roll all the way back down the spine. As you inhale, push through the feet and just lifting up the hips. Again, just waking up the vertebra. As you exhale, roll back down. As you inhale, slowly and gently come back up. And as you hold here now, just for a few breaths, you might interlock the fingers towards each other and maybe encourage the shoulders under for a few breaths. You're inhaling and you're exhaling. Making sure the knees are steady on top of the ankles. That sarn, that heart, or just allowing yourself just to breathe deeply. One more breath. And exhale, just releasing your clasp and your hands and your palms. Take an inhale. And then with the exhale, slowly start to unravel the spine back down. We're just going to bring the right knee in towards the chest, and then I just want you to lengthen the left leg on the floor. The right hand is going to release as the left hand takes the knee. Take an inhale, and with your exhale, just lift that right hip as you take that right knee off and over to the left. Take your gaze off and over to the right, and just allowing that right shoulder to drop as the knee moves the opposite direction, and breathe here. Breathing down into the low back, the hip, the belly, into the ribs. Being aware of how the breath feels as it moves in. Constantly keeping contact with your body, with your breath as you move. Last breath. Inhale gently and slowly back up. Release the right leg, bring the left knee in, take the right hand onto the left leg and release in your left arm. And with your exhale, take it into the twist the other side. So the left knee is down, the left shoulder is down, and you're gazing down the fingertips if comfortable and breathing. And again, just exploring the breath. Just observing what's coming up as you inhale and exhale. Slowly back up with an inhale. And then just bringing your knees in. We're just going to come onto one side, a little rock and a roll. And then just slowly and gently just melting onto one side. We're going to come all the way to our hands and our knees from this point. So just come into your hands and your knees. And just allowing yourself just to move through some cat-cows in your own pace. The inhale, navel drops. And the exhale, we send the spine the opposite way. The inhale. The exhale.
The inhale.
And the exhale.
Come to a neutral. Allowing yourself just to gently exhale, bringing the bum towards the heels, just melting yourself down. The hands are stretched forward. With your next inhalation, you're just going to slowly come all the way up and then just part the feet in line with your knees and surrender your pubis down, controlling it with the arms. As your chest opens, shoulders down the back. As you exhale, bring the bum towards the feet, arm stretch, forehead rests. As you inhale, all the way back to all fours, part the legs, activate the feet behind. As you exhale, send the bum back. Do two more. Inhale, all fours, then sinking pubis down, shoulders open. Exhale. Inhale, all the way back through. Then this time, just take three breaths here. Nice, nourishing breaths, just observing the breath moving around into the lower belly, into the lower back. And then with your exhale, you're just going to start to bend the elbows so that they're moving back and just roll down your belly. Then with your inhale, roll all the way back up. Again, resting on the pubis as you activate your legs. And exhale, roll all the way back down. Forehead touches. Inhale, all the way back up.
Again, the shoulders back. Exhale, back down.
Forehead touches. This one will stay again as you inhale back up.
And then maybe you feel that you want to activate the legs and lift the knees off the floor. Just find a few extra breaths. One more breath. Now with your exhale, you can roll over your toes if you wish. Coming all the way into your downward facing dog. Allowing yourself just to come back to a few breaths here. Just paddling out your feet. Observing how everything feels. Shoulders down the back. And then just come to a static, steady position and just take another three breaths. Chin to chest, gaze at your navel, shoulders down the back. And then inhale, lift high off your heels, bend the knees, gaze forward. Step, hop or jump to the front and fold all the way down and over. Inhale, fingertips. Exhale, melt down. We're going to come to a standing from here. Just surrender down, get rid of all your breath, melt the head first, the shoulders. And then when you're ready, just allowing yourself just to bend into the knees, bring the head up first, bring your shoulders onto the back, float your arms, push through the feet, inhale all the way up. Sealing the hands over the crown, exhale all the way down to center, inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, melt all the way in half, melt down, inhale fingertips. Exhale, melt down. Inhale, head, shoulders, bring the spine up, seal the hands. Exhale, down the center. Inhale, float the arms. Exhale, all the way back down, fall back in. Let the head melt, inhale, fingertips. Exhale, melt. One last one, inhale, head, shoulders, bring it up. Exhale, down the center. Inhale, back up. Exhale, back down, over. Completely melting. Inhale, fingertips. And then exhale, step, hop or jump to your plank. Take the inhale. Then exhale, halfway or all the way, up dog or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Take three breaths here. Again, shoulders down the back. Nice, nourishing breaths.
So this time we're just going to bring the big toes together. I'm just going to get the right leg to lift high. Keep that right hip square. And then as you exhale, bring the right knee towards the chest and just step it through. And then you're just going to see if you can come into a crescent from here. So that back leg is straight, you're high on the back toes, and the right knee is on top of the ankle. We're just bringing the hands to the thighs first, squaring into the hips. And then maybe inhaling, floating the arms up. We're tucking the sit bones, but we're finding the back bend in the upper back if possible. And then just allowing us to find our breath. Two more breaths. One more breath. Exhale, hands all the way down towards the floor. You're just going to seal up the edge of that left foot. And I just want you to inhale all the way up, straightening the leg. We're just going to take an interlock behind the back. And then with your exhale, you're going to bend that right knee on top of the ankle. We're going to start to move the waist to the inside of the right leg as the right arms come up and over. Just allowing us to bring the arms over the head. So when we're working with the back, we also have to take the hips into note so that the hips are very much connected to the back. So we need to make sure that we're allowing them to open at the same time. So just take a few more breaths here. One more breath. Keep that right butt in. And then just releasing the hands towards the sacrum and slide them down. And then just stepping all the way back into downward facing dog. Just allowing yourself, if you feel you need to snake through that right leg, then just allowing yourself just to open it up and just snake it through. And then just bring that right foot back down, toes together. Take an inhale, float the left leg up. Exhale, bring the knee towards the chest and step it all the way through. And again, scissor the legs as you bring the hands to the thigh. And then maybe float them all the way up. Inhale, tuck in your sit bones. And then seeing if you can open the chest. And again, breathe three breaths. One last breath. Exhale, the hands float all the way back down. We seal the edge of the foot. We bring the body all the way up, windmilling the arms. Take an interlock. Take an inhale. And then with your exhale, you're bending the left knee on top of the ankle. Your body's coming inside of the left thigh. Arms float up and over. Again, the left hip is hugging in as we explore the breath here. The shoulders move away from the ears. One last breath. And then slowly release the hands back to the sacrum and just slide the hands down. Step back into a plank. Exhale and inhale. Then exhale halfway or all the way up dog or cobra. And exhale, downward facing dog. Find a few breaths. Shoulders down the back. So from here, we're just going to bring the feet halfway from the hands to where they are and cross the ankles. And then we're just going to start to bend the knees so the heels are high. And we'll just slide the hands behind and just see if we can bring the legs back down. We'll slip the bum forward and just come all the way back onto your back. So as you come back onto your back, we're just going to take an inhale and float your arms by the ears. Take an exhale and drop the butt down in the waist. And then inhale, send your hips up. Take a few breaths. Softening the belly. One last breath. Then exhale, slowly roll back down. Then again, inhale, send the hips back up. So from this point, you can stay here. You can float maybe the arms down by the side of the body and take the elbows underneath the hips. and encourage the hips higher. Otherwise, you can allow yourself with the arms over the ears. You're bringing the hands either side of the head, and then you're going to see if you can allow yourself just to gently push onto the crown, and then maybe staying here, allowing yourself just to breathe and slipping down whenever you need to, or pushing through the hands and finding your full wheel. Gazing down at the floor, find a few breaths. One broad breath. Then coming all the way back to the crown, just to begin with, and then releasing the crown of the head back towards the edge of the mat and roll back down, releasing your hands back by the side. We're going to go again with that. So with the inhale, float the arms up. Exhale, drop your hips. Then inhale, bring in your hips high. And then again, the hands are going to come into position ready. And then when you're ready, take an inhale onto the crown. And then allowing yourself just to push back up. Again, you can stay where you are. Otherwise, you might bring the hands a little bit closer towards the feet. And allowing maybe just one hand length. But just find a few breaths here. Or again, you can just stay on the crown. One last breath. Walk the hand back to where it was. And then release in the crown. Take a breath. And then roll the head back out. Melt yourself all the way back down. Releasing the hands back by the side. Just take a few breaths. Soften. And then you're just going to bring your knees in towards your chest. Just take an interlock around the hands, around the knees. Take an inhale. And then take the exhale and bring the head towards your knees and squeeze into a ball. Take a few breaths. Shoulders away from the ears. Inhale back down with the head and the shoulders. Keep the knees into the chest and just release your arms. With your exhale, drop both knees off to the left. You might bring your left hand onto the upper right knee. Gaze down the right fingers and just soften. Inhale back up. And then slowly off to the other side. Left shoulder down. And again, just soften. Slowly bring it back up. Just allowing yourself just to come into supta. So just bring in the base of the feet together. Let's take the hands onto your belly. Just feel how your body feels. Nice deep breaths. From here, just going to extend your legs. And just come into your Shavasana, ready to relax. Hopefully feeling a huge release in your spine. So relax here as long as you need to. Give me a thumbs up, guys, if you like this video. And I'll see you soon with some more videos. Namaste.